Today we continue with lesson number 44 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. We're continuing in the 11th, the last perek of Nedorim, with Mishnah 8 and 9. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Ches. Hamudor hano'o mechasono. If there's a situation in which we have a father-in-law who is prohibited by his neder or by his son-in-law's neder from having any, whose son-in-law is prohibited either by the father-in-law's neder or by the son-in-law's neder, the son-in-law is prohibited from deriving any benefit from the father-in-law. Hamudor hano mechasono. The father is the, so to speak, the object of a neder, so that his, the father-in-law's hano, cannot be used by the son-in-law. The son-in-law can get no benefit from the father-in-law. And, of course, the father-in-law wants to get some money to his daughter-in-law. Now, he can give his daughter-in-law mizonos, he can give his daughter-in-law groceries for support, for her to eat, but he cannot give her cash, he cannot give her money, because of the principle of ma, shekonso isha, konso bala. Whatever a woman owns is subject to the ownership of her husband. The husband has the right to the use of her property. And, of course, in this situation, he's not allowed to get use from her property because the property is coming to her from her father-in-law, from her father, his father-in-law, and he's not allowed to get hanoah from his father-in-law. So the Mishnah says an interesting eitzah. Now, this Mishnah, by the way, does not fit into the perek, how perek is dealing with haforo and hakoma, and this is just a simple situation of a neder between a father-in-law and son-in-law, where the son-in-law cannot derive benefit from the father-in-law, and the father-in-law still wants to get money into that household for his daughter to use. So the Mishnah says, Hamudah hanoah mechasono. For who rotze lo seis levito mos, he wants to give his daughter some cash. Omer lo, he can say to his daughter as follows. Harei hamo'os ho'elu nisunim loch b'matono. I am giving you this money as a gift with a condition. Uvilvad shelo yehei leva'alich rishus bohem. On the condition that your husband have no power, no rights over this money. It's for you and for you alone. So now she's getting the hanoah from her father, but her husband, the son-in-law, is not getting anything from his father-in-law. Now, Rabbi Meir, the Gemara explained, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara explains that that at this point we could stop, and if we weren't burdened, so to speak, by Rabbi Meir's opinion, this would be sufficient. He could give her money and say to her, here is money, and it's hers, not the husband's, everything would be fine. However, Rabbi Meir holds, yad isha ki yad balo, that whatever a woman acquires is automatically acquired by the husband. That the woman, the wife, has no power to acquire nechosim without, independently, without her husband having the right over those nechosim. So therefore, the simple Tanai, uvilvad shelo yehele va'alech rishus bohem, is insufficient. But what he has to say in addition, continues the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, elomad sha'at noseis v'nosenes b'fich. I am giving you this money, but the money only as it is being used for your food. So you can take the money and go and buy yourself breakfast, And as you put the cereal, the eggs, the orange juice, the coffee, and the Danish into your mouth, that is the point at which it becomes yours. So he's giving her something very restricted, limited to mizonos. And he is not giving her anything beyond that, because anything beyond that the husband would acquire, and the husband is forbidden to acquire anything from his father-in-law because of the neder. Now, in Mishnah Tess, the Mishnah returns to the subject of Hatorah and Haforah of a neder, of Haforah and Hakoma of a neder, but examines an interesting pasuk in the Parsha of Matos. The pasuk reads in Chumash Bamidbor, Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud, the neder almona ugerusho, kol asher osro al nafsho yakum oleho. If we've learned that the father has the powers and the husband has the powers, etc., of nullifying a neder, suppose a woman has no father, she's a grown woman, meaning she's out of her father's dominion, and she's not married, she's widowed or divorced, and she makes a neder. So in such a case, there is no hafora, no father, no husband to be able to make the hafora. If she wants to have her neder nullified, she has to go to a chacham. But in the parsha of Haforas Nedorim, there's no option for her. Now this pasuk is obvious. The Torah shouldn't have to tell us this at all, because we've learned that there's a power to the father, which is limited to the woman of a certain age who's never been married. There's a power of a husband. But in this case, there's no father, there's no husband. She's grown and out of her father's rishus, and she's been married, so she's out of her father's rishus, and she has no husband because she's widowed and divorced. Why does the Torah have to tell us that her neder stands? So therefore, our Mishnah explains that the Torah is teaching us something very special here. And here is what it is. V'neder almono grusha yokum oleo keitza. Omro, suppose a woman says she's now a widow or a divorcee, and she says, Hareini nizira li'achar shaloshim yom. I will become a nazir, not today, but 30 days from now. Today's Rosh Chodesh Elul. On Rosh Hashanah, I'm becoming a nazir. Afal pisha niseis besof shaloshim yom. And then she gets married on the 15th of Elul. And the husband, there at Rosh Hashanah, says, what? Tomorrow you're becoming a nazira? I don't want that. Mufaloch. Too late. Because a neder was made, we look at the time when her neder was made. And her neder was made in the time when she was a single woman, a divorcee or a widow. And therefore, there was no power that he had over Hafora. 2 weeks later, he became married to her. That Hafora, that power of Hafora, which he assumed in the middle of Elul, has nothing to do with a neder that she'd made before the marriage, back on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We already learned the principle of Ein Habal Mefer Bekodmin. The husband does not have the power of Hafora over Nedorim, which she pronounced before the marriage. Number one. However, number two, the opposite scenario. Nodra, she's married. V'hibrushus Habal. It's Rosh Chodesh Elul, and she's married, happily married, to someone. And she makes a neder. Meferla. So he has the power of Hafora over that neder. What's the big news? Ketzat. Omra. If she says, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Hareini Nizira li'achash loshim. I'm going to become a Nizira the day after Rosh Hashanah. After 30 days from now. And she's married. And then he says, Mufarlach, right? He says to her, Mufarlach, no way. I'm canceling that. Then a few weeks go by, and on 15th of Elul, he dies or divorces her. Afal pisha nis'almana on nis'gorsha besok shloshim. Even though she became widowed or divorced in the middle of the 30 days, before the Nazirus would have been chal had there not been a hafora b'yom shamo on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Harezeh mufor. Again, the principle is we looked at the situation at the time the vow was uttered. If the vow was uttered when she was single, then the husband who becomes a husband later on cannot be made for that vow. And now in the second case, if she made a neder when she was married, and the Baal was mefer that neder, and then she became unmarried, the neder is mufar, because we look at the day in which the action happened, the neder, or in the second case, the hafora. So much so that Nodra Bo Bayom, she made a neder in the morning when she was married. V'nizgarsha Bo Bayom, and in the middle of the afternoon she was divorced. V'hechzira Bo Bayom, and then he decided, you know what, before evening he remarried her. Eino yochel lohofer, he cannot be mefer, because she made a neder and he was not made for it. And he divorced her. Once she was divorced, that neder is chal. That's it. Now that he remarries her, he cannot be made for that neder which was made previous to the remarriage. Because ein habar meifil bekodman. Zeh haklal, the rule is, kol sheyotzos lirshus atzmo shoachas. If she has gone into her own autonomy, into her own rishus, into her own independent single state, even for a moment through divorce, with a neder in effect, eino yochel lahofer. The husband, the later husband, the second marriage in this case, cannot, the husband in the second marriage, in the remarriage, cannot be made for the neder, because ein habal mefer bekodman. The Gemara explains that this Zeha Klal adds a new scenario to the halacha. And that is the case of Mosar Ho'av Lishluchei Habal. If the girl is a Naro, she's 12 in a month, and she's getting married to a fellow who lives across the state, across the country, and her father says, okay, and the husband sends from his place across the country his friends to go and pick up the girl to take her to him, and the father gives the girl to those shluchei habal, to those friends of the husband who are going to escort her to the husband, to the orus. Mosar ha'av l'shluchei habal. And in that situation, she makes a neder. And then on the way, she's halfway there, and the husband says, sends a get. And then he changes his mind and remarries her, so to speak. Too bad. Nobody has a hafora. No one, not the father, not the husband, can be made for the neder. The father can't be made for the neder, because once he gave her over to the shluchei habal, she's out of his rishus, no longer benureho beisaviho. She's on her own. The husband can't be made for the nedarim, because the neder was made prior to the remarriage. The neder was made during the time period of the so-called first marriage, before the divorce, or perhaps even during the divorce, no matter. But the remarriage now is like a new entity. And now he's a Baal, and ein habal mefer bekodman, the neder stands. And so we have finished Mishnayos 8 and 9 of Perek Yud Aleph, of Perek 11, and have finished lesson number 44.